You're listening to The Doug Haldeman Show, Mortgage and Real Estate Talk. Here's your host, mortgage expert and consumer advocate, Doug Haldeman.
Welcome back to the show. Rejoin Tammy Haldeman. Welcome back, Tammy.
It's good to be here.
Okay. So, interesting topic came up because we saw this recent study where it was a poll of investors in the market, okay, where they went out and polled quite a few thousand people, and they asked them some questions about are any of them spending or giving any financial support to two things. First is to their adult children, and second question is, are they giving any financial assistance to one of their parents, mm-hmm. like their aging parents?
Right.
Interesting results.
Yeah, well, we know that, you know, families really are an important safety net function in our society, and we hope to be able to count on our family, and it just turns out that they really do count on us.
Well, okay, so the statistic on this is 32% of the investors that were polled actively give assistance to an adult child or to a parent. Mm-hmm. And when they broke it down, it was 24% of them. And this was actually, let's be specific here too, because out of all the people that were polled, there were 57% of these investors have grown children.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, but when we're looking at 100% of the people polled, 24% of all of them are assisting an adult child. Okay, that's 24%, but there's only 57% of them even have adult children. So that means that it's like 40% of them, mm-hmm. you know, 40% are actually assisting adult children.
Mm-hmm.
So that's mm-hmm. interesting. And then with parents, it's 6% of them are assisting a parent.
Right. So I think, in our personal lives, we have, everybody pretty much knows that our listeners know we have 8 children.
All the way, ages 9 years old, all the way up to 27.
So have we assisted our adult children? Yes.
Yeah, we definitely fall into the category.
Definitely fall into that.
Still paying phone bills for adult children.
For some of them. And then, of course, the every once in a while, the emergency need of a new car or like a help with paying for a car or whatever the case is.
So we can definitely relate to that. With adult children, there's always a question of how long do you help financially assist them?
Mm-hmm.
And that's it's a tough thing to answer.
It is. And then even with us being a blended family, so we also have to be on the same page with our partner or, you know, our ex-partners and then each other. So having to figure all of that out and how we're going to support is a challenge. And, you know, I think you said it earlier about creating boundaries and about how long. And I think that's the biggest, if anything, to take away from that, this is that.
Well, yeah, because one thing I've learned from the adult children is they're not typically going to be, and this is not true in every case, but frequently they're not going to be the ones to cut off the money that you're giving them. Mm-hmm. Some kids will.
Some really
don't want to get you receiving assistance. Some have no problem receiving. So then as a parent, you really have to be proactive and make a decision that how long are you going to do it?
Right.
What's acceptable?
Right. My mom, we just had this conversation actually, and my mom, we always had to help my grandparents. My grandparents both passed away very, very young. They were in their early 50s, but we were always helping them financially, trying to support them with their homes and healthcare and all that kind of stuff. And so not only that, but then my mom had to really support my sister for a long time. She and I was one that she didn't have to necessarily financially support. So there's no resentment or anything like that. That's just how it worked out for our family. And now to give back to my parents, they're financially sound as of right now.
But my mother is requiring a little bit of support. Mm-hmm. 82 mm-hmm. years old, and last 2 years in a row, I've not only had to do her taxes for her, but I had to pay the tax bill at the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And we've taken over her bills with her own money at this point. She's still mm-hmm. able to afford it with retirement and Social Security. But I'm prepared that when we need to start giving the financial support. And, you know, when we look at this, what's the moral to the story? Well, the moral to the story, you know, the theme of our show is smart with your money.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Teaching you to be smart with your money. And part of being smart with your money is predicting the unpredictable. Okay, because lots of times when people's budgets get blown out or they don't have a budget, some big expense comes up and they think, well, how could I have predicted that?
Mm-hmm. It's actually
people say hindsight's 20/20.
Right.
Okay, one of my principles is that foresight can be 20/20 when you actually slow down enough to sit down and be present and think about what's likely.
Mm-hmm. It's true. I mean, the odds of us having to show financial support for 8 children, it's highly likely that we're going to need to do that. And so to try to budget that and plan that out. And just like our aging parents, if you have parents, it's a good chance that you're going to need to help out every once in a while.
Yeah. So just recognizing that, build it into your budget. Mm-hmm. Okay, and even if it's not your budget this year, it may be a budget a different year. And think about how those conversations are going to look with the adult children. Mm-hmm. You know, in the mortgage industry, we get a lot of families that are going to help their kids buy a house, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if you're going to financially assist a kid, think about where that financial assistance is going to be best served. So helping them out with down payment as a, you know, as a gift for down payment, I think, is a really good place to assist an adult child.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think that's that home ownership, one of the best things, it gets them out of your basement.
That's right.
That boomerang kid that went off to college, right. And now they're back in
so
your basement.
So maybe that's the incentive as parents we need.
Yeah, get them out of your basement. So assisting with down payment, I think, is great. Mm-hmm. Assisting with education, of course, is something that as long as they're not wasting the money, mm-hmm. as long as they actually get the education, pass the classes, get the degree, or whatever those steps are, another great place to be able to assist. But you have to definitely be prepared for that. So if you want to see these statistics too, visit our website and look for our blog post on assisting your adult children and your parents financially. So visit smartwithyourmoney.com and look for the blog post on that. Let us know your comments. Let us know your thoughts on it. If you have to assist people or any lessons you've learned through that process too. So coming up, we're going to be talking about clever ways to make home ownership more affordable. You'll listen to the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.